Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Cara Augustenborg, who is head of communications with Friends of the Earth. Good afternoon, Cara.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about this campaign, Sick of Plastic campaign, and we're also going to talk about the Day of Action that you have planned. But would you tell the people a little bit about the organisation first, Friends of the Earth?
Yeah. So Friends of the Earth is Ireland's largest environmental NGO, and we're part of a global grassroots network that is the largest environmental network in the world. We have noticed that our supporters over the last year have really become sick of plastic. I mean, people are tired of this plastic packaging that's being foisted upon them that they then have to try and recycle. And what we're finding is actually a lot of the plastic packaging that retailers are using now is not recyclable. And so we have been campaigning over the last year on this Sick of Plastic campaign, and that includes the waste reduction bill that's going through the Dáil right now. But, you know, one of the things that hasn't really been addressed in Ireland to date is the responsibility of the retailers. And because of the EU packaging directive, they are legally obliged to deal with the packaging, and it's not supposed to be the consumer's responsibility, but because of REPAC, voluntary compliance scheme, they have been working around that. And so the Day of Action that we are holding on the 21st of April is encouraging people to volunteer and support this idea of leaving your plastic packaging behind. And we're now working with, we've written to all the CEOs of the major retailers and all the local shops to try and tell them this day is happening, and we'd like you to facilitate letting people leave whatever packaging they want behind when they purchase groceries at your store.
So the retailers are going to supply bins, I imagine, for people to throw their plastic into, and then they have to
get it. This is what we hope now, because we don't want to encourage littering, so we are asking people to go to the website foe.ie and offer to volunteer to coordinate an action at their local grocery store, and then we will work with the local retailers to kind of have a space where this can be done.
Yeah, now you mentioned earlier everybody is sick of plastic, and I agree with you there, because I actually had school children in the studio here with me a while back, and they were talking about they were doing a beach cleanup. But they also talked a lot about plastic, particularly in the ocean, and the effect it was having on the fish and the life, the ocean life.
Yeah, I think the David Attenborough Blue Planet series really highlighted this and brought this to a lot of people's attention, including children. But even before that, the Ellen MacArthur Foundation released a report that said that by 2050, at our current rate, there will be more plastic in the sea than fish. And that number has really resonated with people. I mean, even recently, the Marine Institute in Galway did a study looking at the deep water fish in the North Atlantic and found record levels of plastic contamination in their system. So, you know, these plastics really don't go away. They take thousands of years to break down. They break down into smaller and smaller pieces that become microplastics that end up in the stomachs of these fish. And then we end up consuming those plastics too, which obviously has health effects on us.
Yeah, and you mentioned the new bill going through the Dáil and recycling, for instance, and I did an interview there recently about what can be put into recycling bins and what can't be put in, and plastic bags were mentioned.
It's come as a surprise to people that actually, like, even the plastic film that you see wrapped around things like cucumbers is not recyclable, and recycling varies a lot by supplier. So it's quite a confusing system that we have, because different people use different waste providers, and it's up to your waste provider what they recycle. And of course now China is saying they don't want to take our recycling anymore because it wasn't a clean system. You know, there was a lot of contamination in it. So we have this crisis on our hands about what we're going to do with all of this recycling. You know, so the best step is to actually reduce the amount of packaging in the first place. It takes a lot of energy to recycle products and a lot of energy to create products. So if we can use, you know, reusable coffee cups that are our local cafe, or if we can bring our own packaging to a butcher and have them use our own packaging or buy in bulk, there's a lot of things we could do as consumers, and there's a lot of ways that retailers could facilitate us in doing so. And part of this Day of Action in writing to these retailers is that we've given them 6 suggestions for things they could do to make it easier on consumers to reduce the amount of packaging that we're using.
Yeah, there's a lot more packaging being used now, Cara. Like, you can't buy tomatoes it's very rare you see loose tomatoes. They're in plastic, and even the container that they're in, I don't think is recyclable.
Yeah, it's gone crazy, and I would subscribe to the Zero Waste Ireland Facebook page, where a lot of people are now trying to find ways to reduce their packaging, and there have been some reports there where they've shown that, you know, if you want to buy bananas that aren't wrapped in the plastic bag, you end up paying a lot more for those bananas. So bizarrely, it's actually becoming cheaper to buy products in packaging than products without packaging, and then there's really something wrong with the system when that's the case, because of course the environmental pollution associated with that packaging isn't being priced into that market price.
Yeah, it is crazy. It really has gone mad. And people, as you said earlier, are very confused about recycling. But some people are actually annoyed as well and saying, like, this is madness. Why can't we put plastic bags? We used to put all our cans and our tins into a plastic bag and put it in the bin, and now we're told we can't do that.
Well, I think the effort of this new recycling list was to try and simplify it, because it was so confusing. And unfortunately, in the process of simplifying it, it then becomes more apparent that a lot of things aren't recyclable, and a lot of the packaging that's being sold in grocery stores is not recyclable. And you know, that's a problem, like, particularly when there are alternatives out there. And I think it was really interesting that when the UK and Theresa May announced that they were going to tackle plastic in the last few months, literally the next day, retailers like Marks and Spencer's and Aldi announced that they had a plan for reducing packaging and moving toward paper and pulp-based packaging. So, you know, we have a waste reduction bill that's in second stage in the Dáil. We absolutely expect that our retailers should have a plan now for how are they going to reduce waste, and yet we've still heard nothing from them. So we really hope that this day of action on the 21st, the nationwide day of action, we want as many people to get involved as they can. We really hope that is a moment where the retailers will have to explain how they plan to address this issue.
Yeah, and this soft plastic that we're talking about that doesn't go into the recycling bin anymore, that would then go into the black bin, which is a landfill bin, is that correct?
Yeah, well, more now we're doing incineration here. Yeah. So, you know, the days of landfill are probably over, because, like, man is a, like, precious and finite resource in this country now. But incineration still, you know, it's not a particularly environmentally friendly activity. It's really not what we should be doing, and we probably should have taken the money that we spent on creating an incinerator and instead created national recycling facilities, and then we wouldn't be dependent on places like China to take our recycling, and we would have a lot more jobs. And, you know, but these incinerators use a lot of energy, and they create quite a toxic ash at the end of them, and we've seen in our own incinerator here, you know, some problems with the opening of it and some health effects on the workers. So it's not ideal to be sending these things to an incinerator.
Okay, have you got any feedback now from retailers about how they're going to help on the day of action? Obviously,
We've written to all the CEOs of the major retailers recently, and we still haven't received a response. But we have started to write to the local grocery stores too. And the impression we get from managers of grocery stores and cashiers is that they're supportive of this. That they recognize that, you know, in order to change the system, the decisions need to come from the top down. So this is certainly not the fault of local grocery store managers or cashiers. And they seem happy to facilitate us in raising awareness about this issue. But we really need to get a proper response from the top down, from the CEOs of these companies, on how they're going to create a more sustainable system.
Yeah, and some organisation is going to be needed, because you don't want people unpacking their goods at the checkout and delaying the other people queuing for the checkout.
No, so the idea is you pay for your groceries, and then the plastic packaging that you want to leave behind. I mean, obviously, it's not going to make sense for you to tear open your bread bag or whatever, but certainly a lot of the fruit and veg that we buy, you know, apples, oranges, bananas, they all have their own pretty protective skin. They don't really need to be wrapped in packaging, in which case then you go to a section of the grocery store in the corner that's, you know, not blocking anyone, and leave that waste behind. So that's our plan. We don't want to, like, litter or interfere with people buying their groceries, but we do feel that, you know, Ireland has signed on to the EU packaging directive. The people of Ireland were not consulted in the idea that we would use repack as a workaround on that packaging directive. I mean, we really think that we should comply with that directive, and that the issue of disposing of packaging should be the responsibility of the retailer, because that's the only way that things will change. If we keep pushing this issue onto the consumer and it becomes our responsibility when we get home to dispose of this stuff, then nothing ever changes.
Right. Now, if people want more information on the Sick of Plastic campaign, is there a website that they can go on to?
Yes. So please go on to our website. Friends of the Earth website is foe.ie, and you can sign on to express your interest in participating and, you know, either become a local voluntary coordinator of an action in your local area, or, you know, just participate and help out, or go to that grocery store on the day and leave the packaging behind. So we'll have people, like, handing out postcards on things that can be done to reduce packaging waste, and it's really what we're hoping is just a moment of awareness raising, and hopefully a clarifying moment for retailers to really start to take this issue seriously.
Right, and this is all happening now on Saturday, the 21st of April, is that correct?
Yes, that's right, just before Earth Day.
Yeah, and it's there's plenty of time for people to get involved. Cara, listen, thank you very much for taking my call this morning. It's been very interesting talking to you. Thank you. And maybe we'll talk again after April and see how it went and what's happening.
Absolutely. You can call me on the day. I'll let you know how it's going.
Okay, Cara. Listen, thank you very much.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.